I think it's so important that we all got up on a Saturday morning on a Labor Day weekend when we could be sleeping or out at some mattress sale to be here this morning. There is a reason that all of us joined here today, and the lovely lady in the red next to me is really that big reason. Linda's been a friend of mine for several years and someone that I very much admire as a leader in this state. As a working mom going to school, she understands what it's like to be in this position, to have a little person that you care about, to want to better yourself for your community's sake and for your family's sake, and to put yourself out for the causes of others. Linda's always been about taking care of her family. She is currently part of the sandwich generation that many of us know about, taking care of her mother, who is in the winter of her life, as well as her wonderful young son, Lorenzo. It's interesting at this stage in my life to know what that's about, to be taking care of two generations of people, being grateful for the one that went before you and being hopeful for the one that comes after you. I know that she understands how important it is for us to be economically self-sufficient here in the state of New Mexico. Being one of the lowest per capita income states, she knows how important our education is to young women like me, to my son, for bilingual education in this state where we have two legally equal languages, and one that's very much upcoming within the United States. The Hispanic culture, and especially the Spanish language, is very important to many of us. And New Mexico is one of the only places that your children can get truly a bilingual education. Linda's never really been very concerned with popular anything. She's concerned with being on the right side of what needs to be done. I admire her for her convictions, for the way that she has stood up for herself and for her community, whether or not it's been popular, whether or not it's been the easy thing to do. I know being a working mother and someone who wants to stay in the state of New Mexico and watch this state prosper and grow as it has over the last several decades, Linda is a woman of longevity. She sees the big picture, she looks at what's around her and finds out where she can serve the people that need her the most. Her phone line is always open, her front door is always open, and most importantly, her mind is always open to any new idea and any new avenue that we can take to make sure that this state continues to be prosperous, continues to grow, and continues to uphold those traditions that we found so important over the years. That sandwich generation, we believe that we need to keep alive those traditions of the people that went before us. Any of you that know me know that I had someone in my life, a wonderful man, that has been gone for several years, who was also not interested in popular opinion. He was not about what was best for a speech, what was best for what looked good on paper. His convictions led him to the right answer and the right work. I believe that that ethic has been instilled in me, and I see that sincerely mirrored in Senator Lopez. She will bring us to the stature of political and economic and educational worth that New Mexico should be known for. And I'm very proud today to stand here and represent Senator Lopez and ask you to go out into your communities as she has and give of yourself and remind people why she is our best choice for Lieutenant Governor. I am very happy to be able to introduce our last speaker today, Kiki Saavedra. I'm sure he needs no sincere introduction, as most of you probably know him and have shook his hand at least once. Representative Saavedra has taken care of New Mexico and a lot of people in the same community as Linda for many decades. He's been sincerely committed to moving forward the issues that his constituency are involved in, and I'm very happy to introduce him today, Mr. Saavedra.
What a name to lose, huh?
Yeah.
I've known him for years and years and years, and my wife's a good friend of a... Where's she at, Jim? Where's Mr. Back there. They're a great family. Let me just thank all of you. Senator Lopez, you know, and I know that we're in for some hard times, and I compliment you for working so hard in Santa Fe to come up with the best results we can to help state employees and teachers. But let me just shift now to this lady here. She could actually be a movie star. She's so beautiful. And a mommy that raised... Where's your son? There he is, look at him. See, he used to crawl over me when on all the hearings. Where I'm going on this is that she did all this, plus travel 200 or 300 miles in the summertime. We don't meet in Santa Fe. We go all over the state. You cannot even buy a hamburger in Santa Fe for under $9-$10. So we take our hearings in the roads where it's cheaper for the people and people come to us. And no matter where we went, Linda took her little son with her. And you know, that's an example of a mother. And it was hard for her because not only did she have to study, she was raising a child. And being in the Senate is really hard because you've got everybody is very bright there. And to me, she's one of the brightest. She thinks well. She takes sometimes about 1 or 3 minutes. And then when she opens her mouth, everybody listens because she's mostly all the time right. Linda is part of my senator. I've got two senators in my district, and Linda's one of them. And as you all know, last year, the results, when they came at her, and she taught everybody a lesson that by being honest and coming out with the flowers she did, she won by a big margin. So let's give her a hand for her work. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to go on and on about her. I've known her since she started in the Senate. And not only is she beautiful, she's, like I said before, she's very bright. And if you ever see her voting record, a lot of thinking goes into why she voted the way she voted. And there's a lot of reasons why we vote the way we vote. We just don't vote to vote. And with that, let me introduce, hopefully, our next Lieutenant Governor, Linda Lopez.